iBridge Company presents Real Happiness at Work by Sharon Salzberg. Read for you by the author. Original material copyright 2014 by Sharon Salzberg. Recording copyright 2014 by iBridge Company and recorded by arrangement with Workman Publishing. Introduction. When you took the job that you have now, did you hope it would make you happy? Did you anticipate having a connection with your coworkers? How about the work itself? Did you imagine yours would be an occupation that would complement your life outside of work and mesh in a way that felt unique and rewarding? If so, perhaps you've been surprised or even disappointed. While some people are fortunate enough to love what they do for a living, the majority of people with jobs face challenges on a regular basis that undermine their ability to be happy at work. Hannah is a 32-year-old secretary at a consulting firm where competition, subterfuge, and resentment prevail. She describes the office as a place where the loudest, most underhanded person wins. Peter is a 35-year-old social worker who enjoys helping people get healthy, but feels increasingly burned out by the extent of his workload. He's having a difficult time separating himself from the pain of the people he's helping, and is suffering from an escalating sense of helplessness and hopelessness. Louise is a 40-year-old police officer who doesn't know how to separate herself from the aggression her job stirs up inside her. To get through her adrenaline-charged days, she tries to compartmentalize the anger.